Hi, this is a dictation for Dawson Smith, DawsonSmith, date of birth 7/12/1965, date of accident is 4/22/2024, date of service 5/13/2024. Patient presents for a follow-up visit today. Mr. Dawson Smith was a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 4/22/2024. In this accident, he was parked on Plymouth Road near Southfield and was rear-ended towards the driver's side. And he was not wearing the seat belt at the time of impact, leading to severe headaches, fracture of the nose after hitting into the steering wheel, as well as nosebleed. He had a whiplash, and no symptoms of TBI were reported at the beginning. However, the patient started having severe pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 6 and 7. Neck was very stiff, and patient also experienced numbness and tingling of the second, third, fourth finger, which has continued even now. He still has the same symptoms, including pain in the neck, which is around 6, and lower back pain is 8. He do not have a shooting pain to the upper extremities and also to the lower extremities, front and back. No toes involvement. Only the left, second, third, and fourth finger are numb. He denies any carpal tunnel syndrome prior to the accident. But there is no band-like formation in any of the dermatome fashion like C3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we are investigating. Patient has pain level varying from 3 to 8, and ADLs are affected by 80% relief is reported by the patient in this visit from the medications and the ADL. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review, additional history, as well as the substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 102 over 72, pulse 84, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam is same from previous visit, dated 4/30/2024 or 5/1/2024. Dictation number 0511-084. Kindly include the general review, the musculoskeletal and extremities examination only. There are no changes. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue providing patient pain relief, Norco 7.5, 325 every 12 hours for 7 days. And his maps and labs have been reviewed, which look in compliance. An MRI of the cervical spine and MRI for lumbar spine is ordered to identify the pathology. ENT surgeon has been referred to make sure that there is a checkup on his nasal fracture progress. He's been referred to Providence Hospital to identify or find some referring source for ENT. Other than that, the patient is stable, will be seen in as soon as the MRIs are done. He continues to physical therapy. His medications are continuing, which include Celebrex, Plexaril, Protonix, Alavil, and Furoscix. Thank you.